Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've got a U.
Ooh, I've got an unconventional convention.
What's so cryptic and fun?
Date fight! Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast that grinds on unrelentingly, like someone treading our actual physical bodies underfoot. It's where we take great moments that occurred on this day in history and we spit them against each other.
Yes, he's Jake Yap, and I'm Nat Tapley, and quite willingly, and of our own volition, no one's making us do this, we have chosen two horses from a paddock full of the finest historical steeds to see which runs the fastest as we whip them with the whips of our minds.
Yes. Of course, that's in the news, isn't it? The whole whipping business.
Is it? Are they not allowed to do it anymore?
To whip or not to whip?
Actually, knowing today's government, they probably encourage them to do it more.
I think we should still whip them. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Whips are back, guys.
Hey! Prisons. In a big way.
Round one!
I'm going to take us to the 22nd of February, 1856, when the Republican Party had their first ever national convention in Pittsburgh. The Republican Party had only been set up a couple of years before, as opponents of the Kansas-Nebraska Act to stop potential expansion of the slave states, which we sort of talked about a few weeks ago. And their platform that they came up with at that convention was very short. You can find it online. It has, I think, 4 points in it.
Wow.
It has opposition to slavery. That was pretty much it. There's an end to polygamy.
Oh.
So no polygamy for Mormons.
This is like the old joke about the Ten Commandments, isn't it?
What? How old?
Do you know the old joke?
No.
Moses comes down from the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And he's with the Ten Commandments. And he says, the good news is I've got them down to 10. The bad news is adultery's still in.
Hey! Yes, that's exactly that. There are only four things in that convention, and one of them is saying to Mormons, no, give the wives back. Stop it. another of the four things, the third of the four things, was expressing shame on the Ostend Circular, and I've had a look around, and with the little cursory research I've done, I can't find out what the Ostend Circular was. It clearly wasn't very important. And they wanted federal money to build a transcontinental railroad. That was the entire...
Wow.
Policy position of the Republican Party, which is quite a long way from where it is today, I think you'll agree. They went from not existing to having a president within 6 years, which isn't bad going. To begin with, they were a party that catered more to sort of the urban population and what they would now refer to as the elites, really. It was the coastal elites who really liked the idea of an end to slavery and that sort of thing, and northerners and industrial cities. But now they've completely the opposite party to the one they were then. But anyway, in 1856, the beginning of the Republican Party, that's what I've gone for on the 22nd of February, 1856. What have you got?
Something far more significant, mate. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to just like formally concede now, or do you want
to... No, it's all... I'll wait to hear it.
Oh, are you sure? Because you could just throw in this whole...
I tell you what, if you get halfway through the sentence and I'm feeling particularly bad, I'll give up then.
Let me take you back to the 22nd of February, 1997, and in Roslyn, Midlothian, up the Scotland there.
Oh, nice.
British scientists, notice how they are British, not Scottish.
Yes.
Announce.
Oh, okay. That
it's like Andy Murray. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Until they lose Wimbledon.
That. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Every time a scientist loses Wimbledon.
Andy Murray announces that an adult sheep named Dolly has been successfully cloned.
Ooh.
The thing with this is we've only really got their word for it. I mean, all sheep look the same. Well, I don't want to be racist against sheep, but if you clone, say, like Steve Buscemi, that would be an achievement.
I would be very keen to see what a clone of him would look like.
Yeah, you could be like, empirically, that's a clone of Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say Alfred Hitchcock, but all babies look like Alfred Hitchcock.
But also, clones don't necessarily look the same, do they? Because they're only identical in the sense that identical twins are identical, and so environmental factors can make them look different. Can't they? Or am I completely mad?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Who cares?
Okay,
Here's a depressing fact for you.
Yeah.
The cell Do you know how Dolly the Sheep got the name Dolly?
No. Was she a mixture of two? Oh, she was a mixture, I'm guessing, of two other things.
I wish.
Oh.
I really sincerely wish. It's much more depressing than that.
Because she wasn't a mixture. She was a clone. Yeah.
The cell used as the donor for the cloning of Dolly was taken from a mammary gland. And Professor Sir Ian Wilmot, who I'm happy to shame here, said,
Dolly is derived from a mammary gland cell, and we couldn't think of a more impressive pair of glands than Dolly Parton's.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't... So, proving, therefore, that there is not a single aspect of this, which is not disgraceful.
I would like to apologise on behalf of just the 20th century. Yeah. That's...
Just men.
That's... Yeah. I mean, you'd have thought after doing two world wars in a century, we would have...
Maybe, come on.
You know, had a bit of a look at ourselves and gone, come on.
Maybe we should stop with the posturing.
Oh.
The other thing that people don't really talk about so much is that Dolly was the only one that survived to adulthood from 277 attempts.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
That's a lot of lamb, sort of turned inside out lamb carcasses dumped in a skip.
It's like that scene in Alien 3 where Sigourney Weaver walked through the vats of other... Yeah.
I say, every time I got a hangover, I lie there going, kill me. Imagine myself with a flamethrower.
Happy birthday to Edward Gorey, who was Tim Burton before Tim Burton even existed. He wrote The Gashly Crumb Tinies and many other weird, dark little books, which you should probably read.
Hey, speaking of, I'm sorry to break in, but yesterday you talked about the swimming pool thing, and somebody read the swimming pool story we found out
on
Twitter.
Lots of people have now read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the writer's name again?
It was Chuck Palahniuk, and when he reads it out at, he does book signings, so when he reads it out there, people tend to faint, because it is such a horrific piece of work. We did say don't read it, Chuck. And at least three people read it specifically.
How do you spell
because
it?
Palahniuk. He wrote Fight Club and other things.
Oh, there he is, Chuck Palahniuk.
And don't read it. That's my advice. Do not read it. This is
and
like The Ring.
Swimming pool. I can't not. You've done it now. It's like a moth to a flame, and these other people read it on Twitter, and now I'm like, I need to see this. Okay, right. Is it called Guts or The Guts Effect?
It was the cursed story. I had to get someone else to read
Guts.
It. Otherwise, I would have.
That sounds promising.
It's called Guts, yeah. It's
printed
called Guts.
In Playboy magazine. Okay.
It's online. I did link to it. Yes, printed in Playboy magazine and The Guardian Weekend 2 supplement.
This doesn't look good. Inhale, take in as much air as you can. No, I think I might stop there.
Yeah. Give yourself a moment alone when you read it. Happy birthday to Rachel Dratch. She's the funniest one from Saturday Night Live in the early 2000s, and she's always funny in all the things she does, but she just turns up and does little cameos, but she's brilliant. Also, happy birthday to Drew Barrymore. She was in E.T., and that's about it.
And Charlie's Angels. You forgot the other bit.
No, yes, Charlie's Angels.
It. Now you've got
and
it.
In the opening scene of Scream. Happy death day to Papa John Creech, the blues violinist who played with Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller, and is the only blues violinist whose name can be used in
a
parody
song.
Of a Madonna song. And I did have to check the others to make sure you couldn't do an easy pun on Stefan Grappelli just before I said that. Happy death day to Catherine Monvoisin, the fortune teller and poisoner who was thought to have killed at least 2,500 people in 18th century France and was at the centre of the Poisons Affair, which is so exciting, I'll tell you about it as a proper thing at some point, probably in July. Happy death day to the Dowager Empress Wang. You know why she's in this list.
Yes,
I'm not going to explain any more than that. That's the death days.
Mate, I'm reading the Chuck Palahniuk story.
Are you well
story.
Into it?
You lost me.
Don't.
A friend of mine, when he was 30.
You don't want to read out anyone. It's still a family podcast, remember?
I think I've read this. I feel what frightens me is I feel like I've read
this. I'm sure
this.
You would remember it. If you read it and forgot it, that would be the most impressive
thing. That's what worries me. That's what worries.
Oh, okay.
I block out trauma.
In which
I
case,
forget
you may
everything.
Have had it read to you on many occasions. Maybe you're in hell and this is read to you every night and then you forget it by the next morning.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, it looks like we've drawn another tie on this one.
Yeah.
We're going back to the 22nd of February, 1797.
Yes. The Battle of Fishguard, the last invasion of mainland Britain. The use of the word mainland is very important there because there have been lots of invasions of Guernsey, Jersey, Ireland, the Isle of Wight, lots of other places. But this one is the mainland. Although it was Wales, so it doesn't really count. in support of the Society of United Irishmen, a French force landed in Fishguard in Wales. They meant to also land in Newcastle, I think, but they forgot to do that. The Society of United Irishmen was originally a parliamentary group who were trying to get rid of the British, but then became more radical towards the end of the 18th century. They became friends with revolutionary France and revolutionary America. And General Hoche landed a troop in Fishguard, who... Now, they weren't all regular French army troops. Some were regular troops, and others were essentially just people they'd pulled out of prisons, mercenaries, whoever they could find. And as soon as they landed in Wales, they ran away and found to find things to get drunk on.
Yeah. I love that. They were like,
are here, what should we do?
But they were kind of like, oh, we live here now as well. And they just like went into houses.
They went to houses and just said, this is ours now. You do not. But they thought the Welsh would greet them as liberators. The reason the Welsh hate the English is because they go into their house and treat them like they take their stuff and think it's their own.
Yes.
The French doing the same thing doesn't endear you to them either. So they asked a few people to Welsh people killing them. Well, Wales had no one to defend them but a volunteer unit set up by William Knox, who made the head of that unit his son, another William Knox, who was 28 years old, had no battle experience, but he was leading 300 Pembrokeans. So there was a young Welsh woman called Jemima Nicholas, who dressed up all of her women friends in black clothes and steeple hats so they looked like soldiers and marched them up and down a hill, scaring the French off. They even captured a small troop of French people who were lying around drunk. essentially, it seems to be a story. The French land, get drunk, and then 300 not very good Welsh volunteers run around and manage to chase them all off with some irate Welshmen with sticks.
To be fair, they were the inspiration for us in Calais forevermore.
We're just going to go there, act like we own it, and drink
drunk, yeah, and then run away back home.
Yes.
So it was an amazing thing, and what I like is that it took several days for the news to get to London, as I suspect it would today, having driven from West Wales quite recently. There was a run on the Bank of England.
Yes.
And everyone freaked out and were like, crikey, never mind these promissory notes, these bank notes, I need to get some gold.
Yeah.
And the bank was suddenly had to go, oh, sorry, we were kind of lying. Where it says on English bank notes,
I promise to pay the bearer on demand. Sometimes we don't have all that.
I haven't got it. I've only got half of that. Please stop. And so it changed the law. It changed the whole way money works in the UK.
It was the first time we'd ever detached the value of the money from actually being a redeemable note to being irredeemable.
Yeah.
So the note was just, it was just a note which said it was a pound on after that.
Yeah.
And that's how all money works now.
And something I would also like to bring up is it was not technically the last invasion of Britain because, do you know about Burnham Burnham?
No, who's Burnham Burnham?
He was an Australian Aboriginal activist.
Ah.
And in 1988, on the 26th of January, he planted the Aboriginal flag on the White Cliffs of Dover and claimed England on behalf of his people.
Brilliant. So that's theirs now.
It was a beautiful... Yeah. So technically, he has claimed... No one actually pushed back on it. No one said, hang on a minute. So technically, we're owned by the Aboriginals now. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
The French gave up. I like the fact that they gave up. And the only place they could find to surrender was the Royal Oak Pub in Fishguard, which is still there. You can still go and sit at the same bar where the French surrendered in their last invasion of England. Not England, Wales.
Fantastic.
See, I can't even... I'm so Anglo-centric. telling a story all about Wales. And still, when it comes to the French sun drink, it's the English what did it.
Well, I'm going to leave you to have a quiet word with yourself and urge people to vote as quickly as they can today, because votes close at midday, or closed if you're listening after that.
You're too late.
Even if you've unearthed this as some kind of digital archaeologist in the year 3042, the last straggling remnants of humanity.
If this is
living on
the only evidence of 21st century civilization, then you're in real trouble.
Yeah. It's too late to vote, more critically.
But you probably can still go on the Patreon. You can still give to the Patreon.
We'll have the results of this week's date fight tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
In our fabulous bumper Sunday episode. Until then.
Oh, we also have a special announcement from one of our Patreon subscribers tomorrow. We have the first of our donors' birthdays coming up.
The first Patreon birthday. If you'd like us to celebrate your birthday, why don't you go to patreon.com/datefight?
Yes, and we will.
And we will. We'll party hard.
If you in exchange for money.
All right. I mean, you made it sound grubby. And
cheap and grubby.
And I'm very happy about that. Right, so we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.